How many of you out there are watching the very, very popular television show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? One of the highest ratings of all in television land. This year's series is underway, has been for the past few days, not in the usual location of the Australian jungle, but for the second year in a row due to COVID in a Welsh castle. Now, for those not familiar with the show by now, and no doubt most of you are, it features various celebrities facing bush tucker trials, which invariably involves them having to eat parts of animals or insects or being locked up with various animals and all sorts of creatures.
Oh, oh my wow. God, it looks like my cat's nose!
It's
a big joke.
It's a cow's nose.
Oh my God!
It's a cow's nose. Now you've got to eat the bit on the cocktail stick.
If you've just tuned in, I suggest you turn back over again.
Oh my God!
Well, that was a scene from a couple of days ago on the show. One animal rights campaigner says all this has to stop and he wants people to boycott the show, not watch it because of what is happening in terms of animal rights and so forth. John Carmody of the Aran Group is on the line. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Niall.
You're saying not acceptable and hasn't been for quite some time, even though it is still a hugely popular programme, as we know.
You know, and it is, and I don't want to be like a bad humbug when it comes to entertainment. But the reality here, Niall, is that it's at this stage now, it's a little bit worn and tired using those types of animals. And it comes at a time where we have really advanced in this country in all aspects of society, human rights, gay rights, women's rights, and even animal rights. We've turned a big corner for that as well. But shows like this can tend to be a nightmare or a headache for animal rights campaigners who for a long time would have went out on the streets trying to educate people about being kinder towards animals or even at a very bare minimum, joining the dots and bridging the disconnect. And thankfully, people are getting that. However, there's a problem now this weekend that it just kicked off and it's going to be on our screens for the next couple of weeks where they'll be using, you know, various types of animals. Okay, as I've been saying, they're not like our dog or our cat with the big beady eyes and the bushy, you know, fluffy coats that can beside us, as I've been saying, where we can, you know, throw our legs up on the sofa on a Friday or Saturday night and get a glass of wine and they're right beside us. Fair enough, they're not the dogs and cats, because I would imagine if they were being used on this show, there would be outrage, there would be protests on the streets and everything else. But we need to get animals off of these shows.
Yeah, but I don't want to be flippant about it, but not all the animals are alive. And you heard the clip there where they were being requested or asked to eat a cow's nose. Apologies to people having their breakfast, but the cow presumably was dead.
The problem there, I think, Niall, is that it's sending out a message that we can have fun off of other animals. And that's the problem that we have. You know, at a time where, in many ways, there's lots of cruelty still out there at the moment, and we see that on social media all the time. So there is impressionable young people that are going to look in on top of this show, and they will find it funny, and they will obviously carry that into their own lives in some shape or form. I'll just tell you this, and your listeners, Brian, actually, as well, if I can. We would have seen for a long time singing competition shows and reality TV shows. We would have seen people, the contestants on those shows, being bullied and being demeaned. If you couldn't sing, people were laughing. And there's come a time now where most of us will find that a turn-off. So, and I think many of those shows are being made redundant slowly but surely, and some of them are just not going to come back in our shows again. And I genuinely believe it's because there's a risk and a threat for it to kick off and, you know. And I think that's the reason why we got rid of those types of contestant shows. I think the same thing needs to happen with the format of this show. The animals need to come out. And the producers of the show need to revamp it for sure. But I'm not the only one that's complaining, if I can just say it all, actually, Niall, as well.
I know where the producers of the show say they have an impeccable animal rights record and they comply with all the regulations in place. And I don't know if there's been any case where an animal has been injured or even killed in the production of the programme. So is there really that, the unkindness you're talking about to animals, is that really the case?
I think, good question, Noel. But here's the thing. Over 44,000 people have signed a PTUK petition calling on the producers to reformat the show. Over 11,000 viewers contacted Ofcom complaining about the use of the animals in the show. But with the very best intentions in the world, wherever animals are used, even insects, even down to the unpopular mice and rats, corners will always be cut. And the most disturbing thing as well is that we're actually getting a kick off of using those types of animals, even in this day and age, They mightn't be that popular, but still, it's sending out a bad message. And it's undoing our work for like over 20 years when I was running Aaron. I was out in the streets and I could see myself. That was a tough, bloody job at times, trying to educate people about being kinder towards animals. And I can safely say now that we've come on from those times and we've got with the times. We have a little bit more cop on. I think in the next couple of years, we'll see an end to animals being used in the show for sure.
Right. Okay. You make the point there, John, earlier about, you know, we're having fun with animals on the back of animals, humans having fun on the back of animals. But I mean, where do you draw the line? Are you against horse racing, for example? Are you against the cross dog show? Are you against visiting the zoo? Are they not all examples of where we're having fun?
I'm glad you picked up on that, Niall. And where do you draw the line? I suppose one could ask the same question. Where do you draw the line when it comes to human rights? Is there a certain stop point when it comes to just having certain amount of rights? But here's the reality that we no longer have to, you know, use animals to entertain ourselves. We no longer have to have animals on our backs or on our plates. We've done enough of all that. We've been the biggest bullies, I've said, for so many years. We've chained them up, we've caged them up, we've raised them, we've hurt them, we've kicked them, we've shot them, we've gunned them down, and we have proven to be the biggest bully when it comes to animals. So I think it's all intertwined, it's all connected. But the good news is that people are genuinely coming around, and there's been such a massive shift in our perception of animals, our interaction of animals, and I think that's the way forward, and I think there's no going back for sure, and there's nothing wrong with that. I think now, you know what, we're going to have a better society, we're going to be a bit more peaceful and kinder towards each other if we can get the less vulnerable consider first, I think.
Okay, yeah, well, some interesting points coming in. But again, I don't want to labour the point, but is there a difference between being asked on a reality programme to eat a cow's nose than sitting down for your burger and chips or your rashers and sausages at home?
Well, they're eating everything, testicles, you name it, they're eating it. And that's what we're going to be seeing, I reckon, in the next couple of weeks. But they're, in many ways, what there is in common with all of that you just mentioned is that we have been using animals in any way, shape or form, whether we're eating them, raising them, running them, wearing them. And we've done it for so long that we almost got used to it. But there's now a big shock to the system. I think it's a good shock as well, Niall, if I'm to be brutally honest, that we're moving away from our dependency on animals. You know, and that's what matters most. But I don't think there's any difference in how we view animals on those shows and how we eat them or chain them up or cage them up, for sure. It's all intertwined. But the most important thing, I think, as well, is that this show has a huge opportunity to for the ratings to go through the roof. And that's exactly what I want. I don't want to be coming on your show this morning complaining about another TV show, you know, using animals. If they can get those animals out of the show, I hope to God that the ratings will continue to be a massive hit. And I think that's where we'd be going in the next couple of years. And I'd love to come back on to talk about that too.
and for those people, and there's a lot of people supporting you, I can tell you this morning, John, but for those who are saying that, you know, it's a form of light entertainment, it's escapism when we need it most. And we do, obviously, at the present time, any form of entertainment on television is to be welcomed. But it's not entertainment as far as you're concerned.
But I think you're right in what you're saying. We need an escape at the moment. We've been, don't do this, don't do that, don't say this, don't say that. There's too much being hit at us now at the minute. But that can come at the cost of other beings, you know. Like I said, we're not doing it on those TV singing competitions as such anymore. Those reality TV shows, we're seeing very, very little bullying anymore because people are outraged by it. And now we need to swing our attention onto this TV show that's gone out to a huge amount of people. And even the RSPCA in the UK have called on the show's producers to get rid of the animals as well. So they're in behind this as well. It's not the John Carmody's of this world that seem to have another problem with something. It's the big organisations in the UK and over in us. And other parts of the world are speaking out against the use. And I think here's the other thing, actually, Niall. Sorry, I hope I'm not. With all this happening as well, we are at a very brilliant technological kind of phase in society where we can come up with better ideas at this stage. Using those animals at this moment in time is very tacky. I think it's cruel and it's tired. It's been going on for like near over two decades. So there's a huge chance to revamp the show as well with all the modern technology that we have in this day and age.